Welcome to the Marcia Miyake Show, where our mission is to share thought-provoking ideas, practical tools, and tangible strategies to uplevel your life, business, and relationships. I'm your host, Marcia Miyake, leadership and emotional intelligence consultant, executive coach, and conscious mama of two. Through solo episodes and interviews with experts in the medical, research, business, and spiritual fields, this show helps you to shift from the illusion that success in one area of your life means failure in another, to the understanding that you truly get to have it all. Let's get started. Welcome back to another episode, my loves. Today, I'll be sharing a recording from a live training I did inside the Empowered Women's Academy. The Academy is my favorite place to hang out. So every Monday at 10 a.m. Australian Western Standard Time, I go in there and I do a live training for my sisters. That's truly who they are. And we have become so close. We are each other's biggest supporters and cheerleaders. We are always just uplifting each other. We are so committed to each other's success. And it really is a community where it's holistic up-leveling. And what I mean by that is both of the methodologies and what I teach and the speakers and teachers that I bring in to do masterclasses is very comprehensive, because I understand that we are multidimensional beings. We are multifaceted. And even from day to day, different strategies and different techniques and different methodologies are effective. And another day, they might not be. So I really like to get the brain and heart and soul into alignment in my teaching. I understand that I may say something to you, but if your mind, if your brain isn't on board, then I can be teaching you really fire principles, but you're not going to embody it. It's not going to be true for you because your brain isn't involved. So that's why we do emotional intelligence, mindset, spirituality, feminine and masculine dynamics. All of that is really important to creating and embodying the next level version of yourself, because we are so multidimensional. We are not just one thing. I'm not just a mother. I'm not just a business owner. I'm not just a fiance. I'm not just a friend. I'm not just a sister. I am all of those and more. And so if you are looking for a community that is really going to give you so much support and so many tools and resources to support you in creating the next level version of yourself, in supporting you in this journey to really facing, meeting eye to eye with your highest self and really stepping into her and feeling her and being her and fully embodying that and welcoming that new reality into your life. If that's what you're committed to, especially next year in 2022, if you're not playing around and you are ready to meet the next version, fucking unapologetic version of yourself, then we need to see you inside the Academy. Because that is where you are allowed to be your most fully expressed self. And you might be thinking, yeah, but what does my fully expressed self have to do with me being successful in the physical world? Okay, because when you are free and confident and powerful enough to be like, hey, this is who the fuck I am. I'm going to be fully expressed. I'm going to speak my truth, even if my voice is shaking. When you bring that level of courage to the world, guess what? Your 3D physical world will reflect it. All of a sudden, your relationships will improve. The man will come into your life. The money will increase. You'll get the right partners. Your health will improve. All of it is based on whether you are showing up as your true unapologetic self. It's about you shining the light on all the dark areas of yourself that you were once ashamed of. It's about you fully accepting yourself, fully healing your past, being that divine feminine to yourself, that mother that you always wished you had. That divine support. And that's really what we support the women in our academy to do, is show up as their fully expressed, unapologetic as fuck, powerful, divine, feminine, and masculine selves. And the results in there have been incredible, from promotions to contracts to relationships. All of that is a result of you doing the inner work. As within, so without. If your external world isn't changing, it is because your internal world isn't changing. It's not. So when you decide to do that inner work and change your inner world, your outer world has to follow. It has to. So the training I'm going to share is about being really raw and honest with yourself. So I took the girls through a course that I have called How to Create Your Ideal Year. And we basically reflect on the previous year and we cast a vision for the year ahead. And as part of that reflection, I get them to ask some really deep questions and also some hard questions, and maybe also some questions they wouldn't ordinarily consider. And it's asking them to be brutally honest with themselves and to do some really good introspection. Because what we don't acknowledge, we can't change. If there is something that needs to change because it's creating a blockage or is a blockage in our life, but we're not willing to look at it, then we're never going to change it because we're not even willing to look. So I'm going to be presenting in this live three questions that I'm really going to invite you to reflect on and be honest with yourself about it. And just know that the quality of your life really comes down to the quality of questions that you ask. You know, I'm not an advocate for like, oh, why did this happen? Like the why doesn't even, you know, like is a victim. It's how can I change this? How can I move forward? Where am I going? So give yourself this gift of answering these questions so that you can really start the next year or the next birthday year in a powerful place, a place of certainty, a place of strength. Excited about the new year. Let's truly get excited about the new year. And let's just say it's going to be a change for us, right? Let's just make it, it's going to be a change. And decide that it's going to be different. Hey, D, my love. Hey, Tika. It starts with a decision. We are not going to create change if we go into the year being like, oh yeah, just 2022, just another year. Like, fuck that energy. Do you honestly think you can create a powerful life from that energy? Oh, it didn't work before. It's not going to work this time. No, fuck that. I really want you to like feel it in your body. What does it feel like right now to get really excited about the new year? Imagine this year meant nothing and you could create something radically new next year. The reality is that's possible. And the only thing keeping you stuck in this old belief system is your desire to hold on to it because it feels familiar. So I'm really going to push you to level up. I'm always going to push you to level up. So today's lesson, if you haven't done the questions, please fucking do the question. You deserve it, okay? You truly, truly deserve to not have 2021 be whatever it was. Get some true significance out of it. Get some meaning. Get some lessons. Get some integration. So today I have three questions that I want you to ask yourself, and you don't need to reflect on them heavily. It's just I want you to ponder them even in this moment, okay? Three things that you need to be honest with yourself about. And when we become honest with ourselves, then when we can create change, right? Awareness precedes change. So if we're not aware of a limiting belief or we're not aware of something, then we can't actually create change. Hey, Elaine, my love. So the first one, that I want you to check in, okay, and really check in with yourself. Be fully present with yourself. And am I having a positive mindset? Am I being positive? Or am I practicing emotional avoidance?
Let me explain exactly what I mean by that. We have experienced collective trauma due to COVID. Nobody can deny that. Nobody. And if you are specialized in psychology, you would know this in depth to the degree that our children are suffering, our adults are suffering. Everybody has suffered. To say that this hasn't had a huge impact on our emotions and our psychology and our emotional well-being is bullshit. But when we experience trauma, we go into fight or flight. There are certain things in which we respond in, right? Certain ways in which we respond. Some of us have been trained and have conditioned ourselves to respond with look for the positive, which is a great mindset to have, right? We just spoke on that and how you want to be positive going into the new year, right? However, having a positive mindset, and it's funny because Sahara Rose, which is someone that I really look up to, she argued there's no such thing as toxic positivity. She's like, there's no such thing. The term is stupid. Like, we shouldn't say that any positivity is toxic because you're bringing positive energy to this world. And I would actually argue that in that it depends on your interpretation of toxic positivity. I 100% believe in toxic positivity. I don't believe you can ever be too positive, but I believe that you can be positive at the detriment to your emotional well-being, at the point of self-abandonment, at the point of emotional denial. So when you are in pain, you're like looking for the positives. If that fucking worked, I would be like, yeah, do it. Yeah, definitely. Look for the positive. But we know that that's not true. What we know about emotions and what we know about psychology is that our emotions become trapped in our bodies. So if we have to understand that being positive when we feel bad is a band-aid solution. If you need to do that because your kids are there and you don't want to be crying in front of them, great. Be positive in that moment, but recognize that you can't bring that positivity later because it's inauthentic. You actually have to go and experience those negative feeling emotions. Otherwise, you're in emotional avoidance. So there's a lot of people in this world, a lot, even in the coaching space, who's like, feel good all the time, like just bring positive energy, sit and meditate. Yes, and also no. Yes, you are a higher consciousness. You are much more than this meat sack, right? You are so much greater. However, you are still having this human experience and you need to like honor this human experience, meaning you need to feel into those emotions. If you do not feel into those emotions, this is how we get chronic mental health issues and chronic illness. Dis-ease is your body not being at ease, right? Elaine saying so good. Chris is saying truth. Vanessa saying yes. Elaine saying I absolutely love that. You're bringing light to this. Yes, thank you, my love. And it's so important that we honor where we are at, right? So recognize that when a negative situation comes up, emotional mastery is being able to not explode in that moment, maybe not lash out in that moment, and maybe bringing a positive frame to that situation. But emotional avoidance is where you pretend that shit never happened, right? We know that when children experience trauma, it gets trapped and stored in their nervous system. Do you think they forgot? They didn't forget. Your body doesn't change either. So you, as someone who's experiencing trauma now, by being positive and doing the right thing for my family and not bringing drama in my household, great, great. That is very serving of the other. But now what are you doing to release that emotion? What are you doing to go into that emotion? And when you have so much of that trapped in your nervous system, when you have so much of like unprocessed emotion, that's when people have chronic anxiety. These are the people that are so afraid to show up online because they're so incredibly self-conscious. They're oversensitive. Their bodies are hypervigilant, like the slightest thing. And they're like, they're people who can't remember things. They're people who are like very absent-minded. They're people like, I walked into a room, I don't know, because their nervous system has been overactivated. There's too much trauma trapped there and they haven't done the work to release it because they're trying to be positive. It's a conditioning that we've had, especially on women, right? And remember, there's always a dichotomy and so there's a beautiful contrast to everything because what's in our feminine nature and what makes us attractive to the masculine is being positive. But that means that you need to be someone in this physical world, but you need to honor your physical experience and the fact, the limitations of your physical body. So you need to take care of your body. Okay. And that's one of the ways to do it. So truly reflect for a moment and be like, am I being positive? Great. But am I then pretending that that didn't happen? And then I'm not going into those emotions later. Because it will come and bite you on the bum. I always use the analogy of like when you cut your leg, if you cut your leg and you had a severe gash, let's say, you would go to the doctor and they would do something to clean it out, right? Why? Because if they didn't clean out that wound, if they didn't process that pain, if they didn't do something about that wound and remedy that wound, what happens? Well, you could get an infection that spreads through your body. Well, the same thing happens with our emotional wounds, except it permeates through our whole lives. It wreaks havoc on every area of our lives, our relationships, our money, our business, our children, our health. Okay. We don't just get to sweep it under, nothing gets swept under the rug. The things that get hidden come out and literally wreak havoc in our lives. Okay. So be honest with yourself about what you're doing. And honor that inner child within you that's still scared and that was like, oh, that hurt my feelings, or I'm still upset about that, or I'm really still scared about the uncertainty of the world. Like, what are you doing to be there for her? Are you ignoring her and like not even acknowledging that she feels bad? Are you just putting her into another situation with her nervous system completely activated? No wonder we are not living our fullest lives. No wonder we care so much about what other people think. Our nervous systems are so activated. The slightest comment someone says about us, it's like, oh my God, we take it so like personal. But when you are strong in your body, when you are embodied, when you are grounded, and when you are connected to the Most High, it like literally means nothing to you. When you truly process your emotions, when you truly honor this physical experience. Thank you, Dee. I love you. Okay. So that's one, the first thing to consider. The second thing, and this is so important. And guys, you know what? Like anything I say to you, it's because I'm also reminding myself. Don't ever think that I'm saying this to you because I'm like, this is what they need. And I don't ever need this. I need this too. This is why we are sisters in this journey. Okay. Am I going through the motions or am I truly being present? Okay. So I'm going to break that down for you as well. So like you guys come to this training, are you being present? You guys in the Monate team, you guys go to book club, are you being present? Now your life might be like necessary that you're doing something else. So like on some of my team meetings, I'm actually doing something else, or I have to get someone else to lead because I'm doing something else. But is that the standard thing? Remember we talked about multitasking last week, how it's a fallacy, your task switching, it actually burns up a lot of energy and you can't bring true presence to the thing that you're doing, i.e. you can't bring quality. So that's another reason you're not excelling in what you're trying to do. You can't be a master if you're thinking about four other things. So are you going through the motions? Are you just doing it to say like, tick, I went to book club, tick, I went to academy training, tick, I... People do this in courses all the time, if they even attend the stuff, right? But if this was a job, right, we would do it. And we say this to entrepreneurs all the time. Why do you disrespect yourself so much? Why do you disrespect yourself? Because if your manager at your job was like, you need to be at this meeting, you would be there. And if you were expected to have notes for him at the end of the meeting, you'd be fucking paying attention, right? So because it's contributing to your growth and your development and your business, why the fuck aren't you paying attention? Why aren't you truly present? Why aren't you taking notes as if you're writing the notes for Google, BHP, Microsoft, whoever? I would never work for Microsoft, but you feel me? And I checked myself on this, guys. I checked myself because back in the day, I was I was arguably the best. I actually don't know anybody that studied the way that I did. So in the last couple of weeks, I would say, I have been studying like I studied when I was trying to get my degree, when I was scared shitless I was going to fail my economics unit, right? Hated that class and accounting. And I like lived in my room. So my non-negotiables for next year are the rituals I used to do. And I'm not using my excuse of my kids. I'm not using the excuse that I'm running two businesses now and my team is growing, right? I'm not using that excuse because I am the most important person. My learning and my growth is the most important. So I'm being truly present with myself. So I'm reading A Course in Miracles, but I'm not just reading A Course in Miracles like how I would normally read a book or how I would read a book now. I'm taking notes and I'm making it my own. So how do I put this into my words? And I've like the profound learnings I'm getting from it are like crazy. I'm journaling every single day. I'm reviewing my vision every single day. I'm writing to myself every single day. Every single day. Hey, Dina, my love. Because I realized, because I got so busy with my life, that I wasn't truly being present with myself. And I was going through the motions of personal development. I was going through the motions of listening to podcasts. So I listen to minimum 2 podcasts per day. And I'm actually going to do a whole podcast on my productivity hacks, how I'm able to do so much in one day. And there's certain things I do so that I can do these things. But I was going through the motions, right? Like I was kind of doing that and I was kind of doing this. And I'm like, how much am I truly getting out of listening to my podcast like this? How much am I truly getting from this? I figured out how I could be most present with my family. And I had a like frank conversation with Dan yesterday about how my work is so important to me that it's the first 2 hours of my day. I don't care if it's a Sunday, I work on a Sunday because that's what's important to me because I know how my brain works and I will be anxious all day thinking I want to do work. And even when I'm with my kids, that might be a weakness. Then I'm aware of my weaknesses and I'm able to pivot around what my weaknesses are. I know I want to work more hours than I'm working right now. So I have to be strategic in how I do that. Right? I want to be truly present with my kids. I don't care if I have all day with them and I'm distracted on my phone. How the fuck is that quality time? I'm teaching them actually that they're not important, that mommy has something more important than them. Rather, I have conversations about how we're doing this together as a team and that I appreciate their sacrifice and that mama's got to go do this thing over here and I'm going to do that. And then like, I could be so present with them yesterday because I took care of myself first. I did my reading. I did my journal. I did my visioning. All of that was done first. I hit up people for my business. All of that was done. And then I could truly be present. So are you going through the motions? Tick, did that, tick, did that, tick, attended that. Are we actually growing from it? Because this is why people get burned out. When people are like, I tried that business or I tried personal development or I tried going to university and just got so overwhelmed because you weren't fucking present. You weren't truly honoring yourself through that journey. That's why it got overwhelming. When you are truly present, nothing is overwhelming. Trust me, nothing is overwhelming. The time goes and you're like, how did I do all that? That's what happens when you're in flow. Elaine, wow, this is so good to know because feeling like this is okay. Yes. Okay. Let's go on to the third point, which I think is so fucking important. Guys, when I first started working with like women in general, I felt like I was working with a lot of women that were like totally giving their power away, that were like so in victim mode. And you know what? Full transparency. And I don't feel bad about saying this. I know who I want to work with. I'm very clear about who I want to work with now. And I don't want to work with people that feel like they're about to jump off a cliff. That is not who I want to work with anymore. I'm good with that, right? So a lot of the times when I was working with people that were And to be clear, we all go through moments when you feel like life couldn't get any worse. but I don't want to work with people where that's their status quo. Like that's how they've lived all of their life, right? Because how it works with like energy and emotions and all of that is that whoever is vibrating here and who's ever vibrating here, you guys literally can't talk to each other unless there's some movement. But if this person has always been vibing here, guess what I have to do to my energy to even be able to speak with them? I have to do this. Hey, Liz, my love, I have to do this. And I'm not willing to do that. I'm not willing to do that. When you are vibing so high, people down at vibrating down here cannot hear you. You will annoy them. You will annoy them. And I get messages. You're so annoying. You're so positive. And I'm all good with that. Hey, my love. So nice to have you here, Liz. So I knew that I wanted to work with people that were more here. So the reason I'm sharing that is when I started working with women that were so in the depths of despair, one of the themes was, and Dee and Avesti can speak to this as well, is that it was always like, babe, you're giving your power away, right? We'd be giving our power away to the dysfunctional man who was abusing us or to alcohol or to a job that we truly hated, not just a boring job, but a job we truly hated or a job that was degrading even. So we're giving our power away, right? And these are very obvious ways that everybody can see. It's like, wow, that's glaringly obvious. That girl is in an abusive relationship. She is giving her power away. I know none of you guys are in that situation, which is why it gets even more tricky. And this is why you need to be more aware and more present, because I want you to ask yourself, where am I unconsciously giving my power away? Because for you guys, because you guys are more elevated already, right? You've already been on this journey for some time. It won't be so obvious. And what I mean by giving your power away is, are you giving your power away to a mentor? I'm mentoring some of you guys. And one thing you'll learn about me is that I don't ever see myself like this and you like this. We are literally like this. That's it. Like my role with you is to hold your hand. I never think that I have the answers for you. You have the answers for you. So how many of us, and this actually ties back to like number two, we're saying going through the motions. How many of us are putting so much trust in someone, a mentor, a guru, someone we aspire to? It could be anyone. I don't know, like Tony Robbins, Grant Cardone, Lisa Nichols, whoever, Brendan Bouchard, right? Medical people like the medical medium, like all these gurus. How many of us just blindly follow? That's giving your power away. You shouldn't give your power to anyone, not a shaman, not a doctor, not a surgeon. I don't care how much schooling and training. I don't care if they were in the Amazon 30 years. I don't care if they went to Harvard. Doesn't matter. It's always checking in with you and putting it through your own filter of wisdom and a connectivity to God. There is no one. The priest doesn't have a special like pass to God that you don't have. You know, in Course in Miracles I'm studying right now, one of the things it says in the Bible, it says, the kingdom of heaven is within you. The kingdom of heaven is within you. And the authors of the Course in Miracles say, you know, it's a hard concept for people to get, but we're even going to simplify it even more. It's not even within you. It's the kingdom of heaven is you. You are the divine. You can call God right now. You don't need to wait in line. You don't need to go through a priest. You don't need to go through a doctor. You don't need to go through a shaman. You don't need to go through anyone. Does that mean we shouldn't be students? I am a biggest advocate of learning from the best. But do you know what? I follow no one blindly, not one fucking person on this planet. And if you believe every single word I say, I'm going to challenge you to not. I'm not all-knowing. I'm all-knowing for me. You are all-knowing for you. I don't care what skills other people have, what knowledge they have. They don't know what's best for you. Elaine saying, this is so true. You have the power and your mentor is there to remind you of that and motivate you to use it. Marcia is an amazing mentor. Oh, thank you, my love. I really, really appreciate that. Yes, the kingdom of heaven is within you. The kingdom of heaven is you. The kingdom of heaven is you. This is another way that we are not present. Because if I'm just so trusting in the book that I'm reading, right? I'm reading this one right now. I'm also reading, again, High Performance Habits. But if I just like blindly follow everything that happened that Brendon Burchard says, I am denying myself. Hey, Gracia, welcome, my love. Then I am denying myself and the whispers and the conversations that I have with God. Brendon's not at the conversations I have with God. So this, again, is the beautiful dichotomy of this world, is that, yes, we need to find mentors that know what they're talking about in terms of business growth, in terms of emotional intelligence, in terms of sales. But the moment that you're just like, found the guru, I'm done, I'm gonna listen to everything he has to say, you have lost your way. You have lost and you have denied your internal compass. And I'm going to, with so much love, tell you to stop. Because you have to understand too, as much as we're all divine humans, so like divine beings, we're also human. And so is that mentor that you look up to. They're also human. And how many of us like subscribe to all the, you know, like the early 2000 stuff on rituals, all like the Atomic Habits, all of the stuff that was actually more masculine based. Does it mean that it's not true? No, it doesn't mean that's not true. It just doesn't mean it's 100% applicable to you as a woman in the feminine. But if I just blindly believe, because I mean, it's a best-selling book and everybody has him on podcasts and da 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 da, I have to follow it to a T. This is why you're not in alignment, because you're not allowing the stuff you are hearing to go through a filter of your divine connection, not your ego. Very different. So don't listen to anyone blindly. Nobody knows what's best for you. Always put it through the filter of, is this true for me? And I see this happen a lot. Like blindly following a mentor to the point of like what they say is Bible. And that's it. Not taking into account, is this guy, is this a man or a woman? Is this person from a similar background or not? Da, da, da. And the other thing too is like, think of like where we are in a snapshot of time, like the science and the evidence, we don't know everything yet. So to believe somebody so blindly is just like, oh my gosh, this is how we end up in situations. Like everybody drink this juice. Who is that guy, the Hansen, whatever his name was? Everybody just blindly believed him. He thought he was like the salvation, right? They blindly thought he was the, and that's a very extreme case, but I'm trying to paint a picture for you to understand that you can never live your most purposeful, most full, most successful life by following someone else's blueprint. It's never going to happen. So get off our bums and be like, I'm choosing to be the driver in this. I'm choosing to take mentors on, but I'm choosing to pull on my power, my amazing power of the feminine, and be discerning. It doesn't mean this person is wrong. It doesn't mean this person is bad. It doesn't mean this person doesn't know what they're talking about. It's just not my truth. I'm going to give you a really important example, actually. Because I've had a lot of mentors and I go through different stages of my life, and Dan's had a lot of mentors. I've learned to pick and choose what aligns with me, whether it's religion, spirituality, etc. Yes. Okay. So for example, right, I'm going to use an example, like a real life example that happened. So last year, I don't even know what was last year, but Dan was starting this sales job that was different than the sales job he had before. And he wasn't getting the results that he wanted. And he was like, oh, like I'm gonna listen to Grant Cardone, because we know Grant Cardone's like one of the top salespeople, right? And so he was listening to Grant for like, I don't know, like 10 days or something. I don't know, like it was over a week. He was like listening to it every day and nothing was improving. And I was like, I'm like, babe, because I could feel he was so stressed out. He was like beating himself up. He was like, why am I not making these sales? This was the energy that he was bringing home, right? He felt like a failure. He was just like, it was not good. And I was like, babe, I was like, why don't you try listening to Wayne Dyer? And he was just kind of like, and I'm like, you, that was the first person you started this like spiritual and personal development journey with. I feel like you honestly have a connection with him. This is after Wayne passed. So whatever that was. And I said, I feel like you're genuinely connected to him. And I'm like, and I feel like he speaks to you. And I'm like, so I'm like, why don't you just try listening to him? What I was saying to him, again, remember with the female communication, how we communicate to our men in a way that's like, you're doing what's not working. I knew what he was doing wasn't working. Does that mean that Grant is wrong? No, Grant is the fucking bomb. But let me, Grant is the bomb if you're feeling pumped and excited, right? But if your wounded inner child is feeling like a piece of shit, the last thing you need to be told is get up off your ass and fucking do it. So it's not only the message that is like going to be appropriate for a person, it's also the time. Because now Dan is listening to him and he's having the fucking time of his life. But at that time, wounded little Daniel, who was hurting, who was feeling like a failure, actually needed this strong, masculine, fatherly energy to come in and be like, it's okay. Your purpose is within being present, like a completely different message. Do you understand? So I never, I'm like, what book do you recommend for me? I would never ask somebody that because they don't fucking know me. I would be like, what book do you recommend for this type of thing? And then they can recommend a book. And then I can decide if that's appropriate for me. Because something that speaks to one person might not necessarily speak to somebody else. And something that speaks to someone in one moment may not speak to them in another. So you need to be present enough with yourself to know, do I need a kick in the pants? Which is the kind of the energy I'm bringing you guys now, because I know you guys are in a good place. I can tell you like more, but there are times where some of you guys have come to me in a really bad place and I'm not going to be like, are you fucking doing it though? Are you being present? No, I'm bringing a completely different energy to you. And the advice I have for you is going to be so different. I'm going to be channeling my goddess, feminine, motherly energy and really holding that inner child within you. But if I'm just blindly following someone who says this is the way to do it, then I might be abusing the fuck out of my inner child, because that's a different coaching style. Does that make sense? Let me know if you're understanding what I'm saying here in regards to not all mentors are for you, and some mentors will be for you some of the time. And nobody, not your coach, not your partner, nobody gets, I couldn't tell that to Dan. I couldn't be like, look, Grant isn't the mentor for you right now. Your mentor needs to be Wayne. I could drop the suggestion, but it was up to him and he fully embodied. He's like, wow, I'm so much more at peace and da da da. And then he went back to something a little bit different later. So if someone is like making you feel like, sometimes I'll listen to, I have like a lot of podcasts that I listen to. And sometimes I'm like, that person annoys me right now in the emotion that I'm at. Doesn't mean I hate them. Doesn't mean I'm not going to listen to them again. It just means I'm not going to listen to them right now, because why would I agitate myself by listening to that right now? That's not the message that I want right now. I want a different message. I want a different style. I need to be spoken in a different way. Liz is saying, fully understand. Or don't say, I love that. Love you, babe. I felt that. Amazing. Chris is saying, This is such a perfect example. Thank you so much for sharing. So true, there's a time and an energetic place for everything. Yes. And way to grow. And way to grow, Dan. Yes. Exactly. That was so perfectly said, babe, because yes, there's a time and energetic place for different types of mentors. But that's also why sometimes when we put someone on a pedestal and they fall short of our expectations, it's because they weren't even the right person for us at that time. And then we're like, oh, they're not that good. And then we do this and we shut ourselves off from their wisdom. And that's the worst, is when you hear something from a mentor that you don't agree with and you're just like, nope, I have no tolerance for ambiguity or for someone who has a different belief. And rather than saying like, oh, I really don't fucking agree with that, but I'm going to take the wisdom where I get it. If we can do that, that's when we're going to be our truest, most powerful selves. When we can take the wisdom from everybody and fully embody to what is true for us. Don't follow one person blindly. Please do not do that. Not one soul has all the answers for you.
Thank you so much for taking the time to be with me today. If you love this episode, please share it with someone. And if you're a longtime listener, it would mean the absolute world to me if you would rate and review this show on iTunes. I love you so much, and I can't wait to connect with you on the next episode. And remember, it's not only possible to have it all, it is your birthright.